Welcome, everybody, to episode 12 of Campaign 2 of Halfway to Heroes. Barry, what happened last time? And Johnny, hello.
There's Johnny.
Okay. I forgot he shaved his beard.
It's kind of back. It's coming back.
So, we left the restaurant. We went down to the docks where Uncle Snorkel. That's what it was. Uncle Snorkel. He told us to go down there. We went down. We met this one lonely fish who was by himself. His name was
Fred, I think.
Yeah.
That's his name from SpongeBob.
Yeah. That's what it was. And we tried to commandeer like a really nice, like, you know, a real nice ship, but all he had left was this little. It's like a two-man canoe that was really skinny. And we took that out into the, you know, into the ocean to, you know, go check out the void. And we got attacked by a void shark, a very large void shark. I mean, we killed it, of course. And then afterwards, I don't remember what we did. I forget it there.
And then after that, I mean, you guys got to the edge of the void, and we stopped right at you all being at the edge of the void.
And then we turn around.
Drip did mention, like, hey, we should probably turn around because that shark really fucked us up.
I want to throw something into the void, like attached to a rope, and try to pull it back and see what happens.
Okay. Yeah, you guys talked about this last time, too.
Yeah, I want to check it out because you said people go in and they never come back.
All right, what are you thinking? What are you thinking you want to throw in? Pendle?
What? You going to throw me in?
Yeah, we'll tie you up really secure. Don't worry.
I'll throw a shoe in there.
Do you have shoes?
I think so. Yeah, I got those little jester shoes, court jester shoes.
All right. Yeah, if you want to get one of your shoes.
Yeah.
Maybe lost forever. Who knows?
You know? Why don't we throw beans in?
You can't throw beans in there.
I picture beans having like those wooden bottom flip flops like rope on top.
You mean that you had on fucking Clyde for a year and a half or 2 years, however long?
Yeah.
Yeah.
The clog flops.
We can't throw beans in. That's a quote right there.
Yeah, I know. Like, I don't want to throw them in there in case something does happen. But we need something.
I'm going to throw beans in. Can of beans.
I was like, what the hell? You just told me I couldn't throw them in.
I feel like that would be like one of those things where, you know, this is my little brother. I can pick on my little brother, but you can't pick on my little brother.
Right.
I always picture the relationship between them two being like the penguins of Madagascar, like the general and the real dumb one. That's what I picture.
Can I just poke my head through there?
Yeah, I mean, there's a lot of ways we can go about this.
I don't want to put my head through.
He said no. Let's just tie something up with some rope that's on the boat, hopefully. Or we have rope, I think. And let's just...
Everybody's got rope.
We'll start small, okay? We'll start small.
What happens if I just put my hand in there?
I don't know.
Wait, let's put Bean's tail through it.
He doesn't need all of it.
Yeah, we'll just like dip his tail in and see what happens.
We'll grow back, right?
rats in their special ability to regrow limbs.
Maybe Beans has a magic ability. I don't know what to stick in. Not like we need to find something. What do you have in? Don't you have a bunch of stuff in your bag of holding?
Yeah, but nothing like
nothing that we could use to like just throw out there.
Just throw your bag. Throw your book bag out there.
Man. Listen, hear me out. What if we go back? What's his name?
Fred
the Flounder? Fred the Flounder?
Yeah, Fred.
Let's go get him. I'm like, hey, man, we found that fish you were talking about, but we need your help. Bring him back out here, and we chuck him in the void.
you may remember Fred was deathly afraid of the water, and that's why Fred wasn't on the water.
I don't think he'd go with us. So
can I pee in it?
I love you. Haven't you know? You haven't peed anything on any or on or in anything since campaign one. I was gonna say, you know what? I love how long the decision that I thought would be so fucking simple. I don't know. Like, you guys are like, what do you got? I mean, you guys got a lot of like random D&D shit in your bags. Probably if you pull up like your bag on D&D Beyond, I think characters start with all kinds of bullshit.
They got like adventure. Not
yeah.
They just
put a rope in it and then pull the rope out.
Orcs yeah, you don't need to fucking put something.
Listen. That's what I just said a minute ago. Let's chip off a piece of the ship and tie like a piece of wood up on the rope.
No, what Sean's saying is you don't even need to tie something to the
just
rope.
Just toss the
you
rope literally in just there. Toss
yeah, but like, what if something in there sees that and they're like a fish almost, and it's like, oh,
okay,
nah.
Okay.
And then you put something on there and then they like, you know.
I gotcha.
Like a false sense of
security. Let's catch a fish. We'll tie the fish to the rope.
Yeah.
Chuck the fish in there.
Let's put a sea cow in there. You could shoot one in there. Shoot a bow in there with a...
I'm putting the rope in.
Hang on. Tie an arrow to it. Shoot it with the arrow.
Yeah. Tie a rope to the arrow and shoot it through.
Okay.
Well, Ulrich, you're the ranger, so you should probably do the shooting.
Yeah.
Do I need to roll for it?
Nah.
All right. It's a bit you're not gonna miss.
this thing literally goes as high into the sky as you can see, and I picture you guys probably went to like, I don't know, I guess like the middle area of this, and you guys are kind of out in like the middle of the ocean. So there's probably like a mile on either side of you guys. If you missed this, you need to retire your bow. Yeah, you fire a shot into it, and it's. As soon as the arrow, you know, you hear that the twang of your bowstring, and the arrow goes into the wall. And as soon as it does, it's just like silent once it passes that barrier. Is anybody holding the other end of the rope, or yes. Did you just skadoosh a rope into it?
Yeah, the whole rope just goes in.
Dude, that's perfect. That's totally something we would do.
Beans is holding it, and it yanks Beans into it.
Oh, we gotta go in for Beans.
Is that what we're doing? You want to do that?
No.
Okay. All right, yeah, I was just making sure. Because that would be pretty fucking funny. He's the only one holding this. And just. All right, okay, so was somebody holding it, or was it tied down to something or something?
I tied it to Pendle.
Pendle's heavy.
It's not going anywhere, but yeah. what if something grabs the rope and
yeah, and pulls him.
You know, I
think ropes have like 500 pounds that they can carry.
Save him.
Yeah, what are you, Pendle? I think you might be over
600 pounds.
Yeah, I was gonna say you've mentioned it before, you're a pretty beefy boy. Well, I guess not beefy, metal-y boy.
I am beefy.
Yeah, you feel the rope go the entire 50 feet or however long it is, Pendle, before it, you know, goes taut. And then it feels like the arrow shot out. You feel it give a little tug. And then it's just like it feels like you're just like holding a rope. It's like dangling.
Wait, this actually says I'm only 300 pounds.
You better hope another shadow shark doesn't come and snatch that up and pull you in.
Okay,
I'll be ready to cut it.
Let's reel it back in. See what it looks like.
Use Pendle like a fishing rod. Just crank his arm and then just reel in the.
Yeah, pull the rope back.
He could just speed his ball and just spin on top of his ball and it's just like.
You know, you guys are always trying to find ways to spin Pendle's ball. It's like an every episode thing now.
It's a nice ball.
I mean, it would come in handy, you know?
Yeah.
All right. Who's down to jump in the void?
No.
Well, I mean, you finally, you know, pull up the 50 feet or so of this rope. And when you do, the arrow comes back just fine. The rope's fine, albeit it seems like it's like it seems like it's got this, I'm gonna say oil, but you guys would all be able to tell that it's definitely not oil, but that's the closest thing you all could probably think to compare it to.
It's greasy.
It's kind of greasy covering the entire rope that went through the void and the arrow.
All right.
There's no, like, gnarly bite marks on it or anything like that.
I'm going to put my hand in it now.
So, technically, we could put my Drake in there because he vanishes over a certain amount of time and he just spawns back, right?
Yeah, but this might be different, right? I don't know.
Yeah. I don't know. I'm just gonna stick my hand in.
Well, Marcus sticks his hand in, and it doesn't hurt Marcus.
Yeah, but he's a vampire.
That's true. And then Pendle's metal, so we're gonna at least have to have the vampire, the metal guy, and one of the fleshy boys to really rule out all the variables.
Yeah.
I say we
circle. Yeah, putting a hand in there.
I say we circle back to putting Beans' tail in.
Well, Marcus could put his hand in and be able to pull it out. And again, it's kind of got that grease on it, but very quickly, once you pull it out, it all just kind of falls away. And then, like, it's not sticking to you at all. All
right, I'm going to stick my head in now.
Oh, God. I'm going to stick my sword in there.
Wait until my head's out of there in case you, like, piss it off and it, like, seals itself or something while my head's inside of it.
Yeah, Marcus, you poke your head in there, and it's just instant darkness. It is, you can't see anything. It's as if, yeah, it's just full blackness in there.
Cannonball, good sir.
Even darkness, or like even with dark vision and everything.
Do you have dark vision?
It's good. Yeah.
Okay, how far is your dark vision? Is it 60 foot?
You get to see 1 foot.
Oh, wait, yeah, 60 feet of dark vision right there. Yeah, 60
feet. So you would know that usually if you're in somewhere pitch black, if you're in a crypt at night or a moonless night, you can usually see about 60 feet. Pretty okay. You know, dim it pretty much makes the 60 foot of darkness around you equal to dim vision in D&D mechanics. You feel like that's cut in half in here. You can't see quite as far as you can usually see in darkness. So this seems like it's some kind of darkness that even you, a vampire, have never quite encountered before. You can see, and what you do see is you see all along the wall that you're kind of like looking over. It looks almost kind of like a waterfall. Like it's just that grease stuff dripping down the edges along the wall. And then it's just a big old drop down there as far as you can see. So 30 feet. And then within the 30 feet of you, like looking up and around, there's nothing in your sight.
You guys just want to go? Tie a rope to each other and go?
I mean, that sounds kind of scary. I mean, I already stuck my head. Let me come out, like pull my head out and then tell everybody like what I saw. And then we discuss what we're going to do.
Cast a fireball on it.
Oh, shoot, guys.
Try it. See what happens.
I want to produce flame. I want to take a little bit of greasiness off the vampire and see if it lights on fire.
Off the vampire.
So when,
off the vampire.
So when Marcus pulls his hand back and even the rope and the arrow, like I mentioned, that grease, it's almost like you pull it back and you can see it just for a second, and then it's kind of like it's just, I don't know if it... Seems like it turns to water or what. It just all kind of sloshes off almost immediately. It's not like something that you can like reach in and collect. I don't know what mercury is like in real life, but maybe.
I want to stick my hand in there and produce flame.
You can do that. I will say, if that was all super flammable, Ulrich, what would your plan be? You do
I'm
that.
I'm in the ocean. I'm on a boat in the ocean.
Yeah. I was just
thinking,
like... Worst-case
scenario, third-degree burns.
I would have been just, like, just exploded, blew up the whole void, and we all die.
It pretty much just cast fireball on you guys, and it's, what is it, like 8d6 of damage, whatever. No, yeah, you reach your hand in, and, I mean, you can't see it. from your guys' vantage point, this is just a solid black wall. So you just see Ulrich's hand disappear. Ulrich, you cast that, what's it, it produce flame?
Yeah, produce flame.
And it doesn't light anything up from out here. And it doesn't feel any different inside the wall.
I'm gonna peek just my face in and see if it lights anything up.
Just lower me in.
Well, bro, I mean, this is actually a good... this is another good point. You guys are doing the scientific method, and I like it. Because Ulrich will find out that... Ulrich, what's the range on that it usually produces?
10-foot radius.
You think it's giving off about half of that, about 5 foot?
Well, that's worse than my dark vision. But does it enhance our dark
vision? Hey, guys.
I think it sheds some dim light too, so I'll give you guys a little bit more dark vision too.
So we know that this thing is really tall and really wide, but we don't know how deep it is. Maybe we just paddle the boat as fast as we can and just plow through this thing, and maybe it's only like 10 feet wide.
You just put a paddle in there? Well, when I was in there, I was standing like on a wall by a ledge or like behind a wall.
Yeah, let's not do that.
So if we row a boat into it, I don't know.
Okay, can I cast find traps on this thing?
Yeah.
Just do that.
And I believe that finds traps.
Yeah.
It makes sense.
It does make sense.
I'm going to start plowing the boat through this thing. Full tilt.
We're going to crash.
Drip cast find traps, which is a very fun skill and not used enough. But however, you see no kind of highlights at this point.
Dang it.
I mean, again, scientific method. You guys are slowly piecing together what is and is not this thing.
Can I detect evil?
Sure.
Let's do
that. Are you marking these spell slots down?
Yeah, I am.
So, I mean, it's not hurting us. I say we just plow in there, guys.
You know what? Fuck it. Let's plow in there. Let's fucking do this.
You guys are starting to plow through.
Well, it's detect evil and good, so.
Okay. Drip would be able to point out to you guys that he turns on this spell. What's the distance on that spell slot, Sean?
30 feet.
30 feet. Mm-hmm. You see a big 30-foot section of this wall illuminated in green.
That's evil.
Which, yeah. Like the whole thing.
Oh, boys.
The wall we're plowing through?
Oh, man.
There can't be anything good in here.
So you said it did light up evil?
Yes.
Yes.
The whole wall.
However big his like his evil detector spidey senses are, it's just like
boop. Pretty much saying, man. Don't fucking go in here.
Look, we have to.
I mean, you guys are like trying to recruit monstrous factions, which I guess some monstrous factions would, you know, be labeled evil. So it's kind of up to interpretation.
Let's do. You know what? I'm going to go in. I'm with Pendle, but I'm going to walk off the boat into it onto the floor of that wall that I saw instead of crashing in a boat.
Hey, maybe it's like a shortcut to one of the people's places, like the Illithids up top or something. I don't know.
Pretty big maybe. Teleporter.
All right, let's go in.
They got some pretty big ships, too.
I mean, that's true. That's true. Okay, let's go in.
All right. Yeah. No matter if you stay in the boat or just step into it, as soon as you do, you notice that your feet don't catch on anything and you start to fall. Well, or if you're in a boat, your boat doesn't catch on anything. And if you're in a boat, it's almost like you're like going over like the Niagara Falls in a boat, like in a canoe. Mm-hmm. It's not like the rushing water, but that's what it feels like. 'Cause you go from ocean to
going down
here. Oh yeah. Everyone's going down.
Can I catch the boat and get back in?
Wait, I thought Marcus was on a ledge though.
It was like a little wallet.
So how I was hoping I described it as like where that, as soon as like that barrier ended and that it was like a straight sheer flat wall right at that barrier's edge. But other than that, there was like just nothing lower.
Oh God.
So, there'll be, you know, you guys could probably have a little short conversation as you're falling.
Oh, my gosh.
That was nice knowing you guys.
You slam into what is only maybe ankle-high water. Well, it feels like water. Though it felt like you guys fell for, I mean, damn near 100 feet. It was a long fall.
Like squishy and we're safe? No damage or anything?
Yeah, you don't take any damage. And even though it feels like you landed in water, like I mentioned, it's only, you know, like 8 inches of water. So it should not have been enough to break your fall from a fall that big. But I believe Drip and Pendle, do you not have dark vision?
No, I don't.
Let me check.
It seems like Drip does, but I also feel like...
I think we checked that before.
Yeah, I feel like we've checked before. I know you can see...
Otherworldly perception.
Yeah, you can see things on the ethereal plane.
Yeah.
I do not.
So right now, for you two, you could not see your hand in front of your face. It is just absolute darkness. And then Marcus and Ulrich, you both can see about 30 feet around you.
I still have my produced flame going on.
Yeah, you fell and kind of nurtured your little flame ball as you were falling. So now...
So they can only see barely 5 feet.
Yeah, about 5 feet around. So you guys are just seeing this ball of flame from Ulrich and about this 5-foot radius around him. You other two, Marcus and Ulrich... You guys, I mean, other than you're standing there and behind you where you guys just came from, you see that just, it's like a sheer black wall. There's no, it's not like rocky or anything like that. Looking around, like away from that wall, other than you guys being in that like 8 inches of what looks like that weird oily water, you don't see anything.
Oh my God. What if we're about to
walk into... I'm hanging on to Frank's tail.
What if we walk into an ocean of that void goo and it's filled with more void sharks and we can't see them?
I'm going to poop in the water.
Wait, is that a shark deterrent or a shark attractant?
It attracts them. they call it shark sugar.
Yeah.
Sharks are weird, my God.
I know.
Sharks are freaks.
I don't know how true that is. Do not
quote me on that. Yeah, that's true.
But that's what I've heard.
Sharks are scary, man.
And the shark is near, the shark's like, fuck yeah.
That suck.
Dude, I fucking hate the ocean, dude.
I hate swimming in the ocean, too. I really hate swimming in the lake, how dark it is. But once you're like in it.
I prefer a lake. I'd rather get bit by a fucking turtle.
No, dude. No. If there is if it is a lake that eventually connects to an ocean, it could have a fucking bull shark in there. Mm-hmm. Those things could live for like 10 years in fresh water.
Crocodile?
Well, like, if you go on East Fork, you got to worry about like diseases.
I mean, you're not wrong. You're not wrong.
I'd rather fight an alligator than fight a disease.
Yeah.
Hey, my brother-in-law years ago had a pontoon boat, stuck his foot in the water, And by the time we docked the boat, got on the trailer, he had fucking ringworm on his ankle.
Yeah, see? Oh, if God. That was a crocodile, he could have just kicked in this newt and it would have bailed. Okay, sorry. Sidetrack sessions. How would you guys like to approach this new situation?
I say we all sprint as fast as we can straight ahead.
No. I want to see somebody kick a crocodile and snoot.
I don't think that's a good idea.
Yeah, Sean, we had past sidetrack sessions. Sorry. We drove by, we rolled the window down, we waved, and now we're back at it.
Why not, Marcus?
It's really dark, and I can't see anything, so I don't know what we're going to run into.
There could be void giants. There could be void dinosaurs.
Exactly. We need to get out of this area as fast as possible.
No one's ever gotten out of here.
We need to figure out how to see better.
We can see right now.
Yeah, but only for 30 feet.
Yeah, but...
Is there anything...
I'm charging my wheelie ball up.
Can I roll a perception check to see if there's anything in the immediate area that we could, see, any kind of clue or hint or something to what...
I will give you a perception check with disadvantage.
Told we're going to be stuck in here for, 3 sessions.
I know. I rolled a friggin' 12.
12's not bad.
Roll again.
I got to roll again?
Yeah.
No, it doesn't even matter. Don't even matter. No, you don't.
Oh, I thought you got disadvantage.
Well, yeah, he does, but I'm going to keep it vague for a reason. I mean, it's exactly what you guys see. It is just that... You know, Pendle and Drip and I guess Beans see that little ring of around Marcus or Ulrich's fireball. And then Marcus and Ulrich, you can see about 30 feet away around you. And other than that wall behind you, it's open. You can go there. You're not closed in. You can go further, but you can't go backwards.
So maybe we just should walk and then we'll see what we see as we go instead of running.
Maybe we should mall jog.
What's that? Mall jog?
Mall
jog.
They
said mall dog.
I heard mall dog.
Mall jog.
Mall dog.
Mall jog.
Mall dog in it.
Mall dog kind of sounds dirty. And I don't know why.
It does.
Yeah, I'm going to mall dog it.
Cost you $50 to figure it out.
You guys just start to walk away from the wall you guys came from.
Yep.
Is that the direction we're mall jogging?
Yeah. It's just.
I'm gonna mall dog the shit out of these people.
All right, we are going. Full tilt. I'm wheeling my ball up. We're about to sprint.
Not full tilt. Everybody else has said not full tilt.
Let's just briskly walk.
But you guys have your backs to the wall and start to walk into this, the center of this void. And nothing's really changing.
Can I light an arrow on fire and just shoot it?
Yeah.
Into the abyss just to see.
Shoot a bunch of them, man. I'll buy you some new arrows.
It lights up the room for a second. There's a bunch of spiders everywhere.
Shut up. I'm out of here. Yeah.
Barry will quit the podcast before he finishes that arc.
Freaking void spiders.
I light one arrow on fire and I.
As far as that arrow goes, how far do your arrows go? Is it 80, 120, or 120?
It is 150, 600.
150, yeah. Well, shit. I mean, we can give you the whole 600 because that just means you got disadvantage for that far.
It's a longbow.
It goes, it soars about 600 feet and it keeps continuing. And the whole way, you can just see that little, whatever. We'll say half of a torch. I think a torch is 30 foot dim and 60 foot bright. We'll say 15 dim, 30 foot bright, just because I don't want to make it so that your arrows are as, torch. You use a torch. You fire off this shot, and for 600 feet, you see it soaring through the air, and it's got this little bubble of light around it, and it continues to go, and you...
We can see it. He can see it 600 feet?
No. Well, if there's it's kind of like, it's kind of like, you know, you can see headlights of a car coming at you really far away, right? Yeah. Even if they're not actually illuminating anything for you.
Yeah.
It's like that. It's more of you can just see like this.
See like a this, pinpoint of a light.
Yeah. But gotcha. As far as it does go, and as far as you can see around that, you don't see any kind of change of scenery at all.
I'm telling you guys, we're going to have to sprint for like a couple minutes.
All right. maybe we should just run.
Let's do it.
I think everyone's speeds are a little different. I believe Drip might be 25.
30.
30, okay.
30.
All right.
Hop on me, Drip.
Wait, what's your Sindel?
You said 30, Sean?
Yeah.
I thought you said 25.
I think we're all 30.
Okay, never mind. I was thinking, I don't know. I guess he's just a fast fish because he's pretty short, but... Yeah, you all just start to... Yeah?
I don't know. I feel like there's something we need to figure out. I don't know. We're just stuck here. Let's run for a couple minutes and see what happens.
Yeah, first go at it. You guys all just start fucking sprinting through the shadows. And I'll say you... Drip and Pendle want to stay near Ulrich with his light.
Yeah, so we don't lose them.
Maybe after like a minute of jogging, you guys have been walking for a bit now, probably like 15 to 30 minutes of walking, and now only maybe a minute or two of running, you all hear up a little way that you're running towards.
Ew.
Why, yes, we are lost.
Can you help us out here? Did you try to steal Marcus's voice?
No, I did my robot voice, man.
I know, but you're stealing Marcus's lisp a little bit right there.
I think it's because I finished off my gummy worm.
That's mine, man. That's mine.
Yeah. I was going to say, you're going to slowly start to pick up everybody's voice and combine them into one mega voice.
I don't think we should tell her that. Tell it that we're lost.
We're not lost. We know exactly where we are. We're exactly where we need to be.
Confident.
Are you lost?
What are you wearing?
Yeah. What are you wearing?
Where are you?
A little strange, but...
Where?
Yeah, what do you got on?
Yeah. Is it seasonal? Is it comfortable? See?
No.
Yeah, we can see you.
I see you.
You know exactly what I'm wearing.
I just want to hear it from you.
Okay. Turned into from a horror episode to our most sexually charged episode yet.
What are you wearing?
Can I interest you in a mall dog?
What's in your hand?
Oh, Jesus.
Okay, maybe I should get going. I just thought you could maybe use some help.
Yes. Wait. Listen. We can't stay in here very far. And we need to be able to see better. Can you help us?
To see? No, I can't help with that.
Well, can you help us get out of here?
Oh, you'll want to go to security.
Yeah, see, the problem is we can't see, so we don't know how to get there. Or where to go.
I can lead you to security.
Yeah, but we can't see you either, so that kind of
presents... You can follow my voice.
don't really.
Straight line.
I don't know. I don't know, guys. I don't know if I trust that.
I'm going to roll an insight on this voice, see if it's telling the truth.
Okay.
About just being friendly.
Sean, how long?
I guess.
Sean, how long does the tech good and evil last?
10 minutes.
Yeah, you know, I don't think it would really matter anyway. You would have probably had to turn it off because...
It's concentration, yeah.
Well, like, as soon as you came in here, like, pretty much everything was, like... Like, the air around you was giving off that evil glow. What'd you get, Dustin?
An 8, man. Oh. I got nothing.
Yeah, I mean, it sounds creepy, so you should... I don't know. But, I mean, you guys are monsters. All monsters be creepy.
You just lead us there, and we'll follow your voice, I guess. I got Ulrich on my shoulder since he's got that flame so I can see a little bit better.
It's not
lead the way.
You are really close.
What is obscurity?
What do you mean?
Like, where are you taking us?
Pretend we're the dumbest people you've ever met. Tell us what obscurity is.
It's, you're not from here. It's a, you would call, building? The only building.
So a city's.
No, a building.
The Leaning Tower of Pisa.
If that's a building, perhaps.
It is.
What is the building made out of?
It's what everything's made out of here. It's little shadow, little nothing, some blackness, and some fear.
Some fear?
Interesting.
Oh, yeah. Fear takes shape here.
Guys, show no fear.
Come on. We're almost there.
Good thing we're not scared of nothing.
Not scared of nothing.
So you all are just hapless travelers stuck here wanting to go home?
Yes.
No, we're not.
No, we're not.
I don't know.
Yes, we are.
are you
stuck here?
We have people on the outside who are waiting on us.
We're just visiting. Yeah, we're just visiting just for a few minutes and then we're turning back.
Maybe we're here and you're not from here and you're stuck.
Are you sure you're from around here?
He's stuck here with us.
Well, see, we're part of the Mermaid Cove Naval Academy, so we got some backup out there waiting for us. Just
special ops.
I don't know what any of those words mean, but we'll get you home. You just need to come to obscurity. And I'll find you the one you want to talk to.
How come so many people come here and they never return back?
They don't find me in obscurity at times, I suppose. It's a big place here. Easy to get lost. You all were lucky.
How did we find you so quick?
Oh, I found you, I heard. Lots of scattered footprints. What is that? A gyro ball?
What are you talking about, my balls?
Oh, he's Pendle's ball.
I came as soon as I heard the crack. So much noise. It's usually so quiet.
Yeah, I apologize for that.
Why do you sound like a ghost?
Like a spider ghost.
It better not be a fucking giant spider. My God.
I don't know what a ghost is, but...
Or a spider.
Or a spider. Don't know what a spider is either, to be honest, but...
That's exactly what a spider ghost would say.
Hey, buddy. You seem like an alright guy. What if I was to tell you... Well, first of all, what do you think of the humans?
So this whole time you guys have been walking and following this voice, right? It's always kind of like staying ahead and out of vision or light. And you guys have been kind of following the voice. It makes a little bit of a hissing noise at that, Ulrich.
It's a snake.
God damn it.
Ghost snake.
Ghost snake spider.
You mean from outside of the island, humans?
Yes, the little human beings. What if we were to tell you that in X amount of days, they will be attacking this island?
I'm going to use locate object and locate a litter box.
You just see kidding. no shadow litter boxes.
I would believe it after what they did. You really need to make it to obscurity. I think all of your answers will be there.
Inside your web?
What if I also told you that we came here to seek your alliance against the human beings?
I'm not sure the humans are going to step foot here. Severn King, maybe. Here, not so much.
We did.
I don't think any of us are humans.
We're not, but here we are. You think humans aren't going to be curious?
All of your questions will be answered right here.
And you only Ulrich and Marcus can now see just in that 30-foot distance this... there's some cobbled steps leading up to this. It is a building that really makes no sense. It is leaning in multiple different directions. It looks
leaning
like
Tower of Pizza.
You were pretty close, Pendle. there is like a spire, like one single tower on it that, I mean, everything looks like it was pieced together, like, layer by layer, and nothing quite lines up. It is just a little bit of a darker black than the rest of this area around here. But Ulrich and Marcus, you can see a definitive look of an actual building in front of you.
He still never told us what he was wearing.
He didn't. You can try to ask him again.
Maybe he's not wearing anything.
Well, I was just going to locate object, whatever he's wearing.
And at that, you guys don't hear that voice anymore.
Well, I thought we were supposed to follow it.
We're here, man.
Oh, yeah.
This is obscurity.
Well, I don't see it. You and Marcus see it.
Just trust us.
Where are we going, guys?
This is right up my alley.
I guess we're going right on in.
A dark, abandoned building.
Yeah, it's Marcus's house.
remember, I lived in a castle.
All right, let's go in and find this person that has all the answers to our questions. Wait,
you said this is even darker than the darkness around us?
That's how it stood out.
It's like that, what's that paint?
It's like ultimate blackness.
Yeah, it's
the
something
Vanta black.
From Penn State.
Vanta Black.
Vanta Black. It's like this whole building is painted in Vanta Black.
Oh, my God.
You all start to head up to this castle, following Marcus and Ulrich. You're still in that. Now this water's kind of gotten to more knee-high to Marcus and Ulrich. So I guess for drip, it would be like fucking shoulder-high. I don't know.
Wait, the water level goes up as we go up the stairs?
No. This was, so you guys started with it just being at ankle high, like way back at the beginning, and just over the entire walk, it's now gotten just a little bit deeper.
You're blowing my fucking mind, man. It's upside down or some shit.
But as you guys are heading up to the steps, can I have everybody make a dex saving throw real quick, please?
I made an initiative roll just in case.
Oh my god, dude.
Yo, a nat four. Ooh, natural 20. So we got a 24. As you all are walking up towards the steps and you're still kind of in that murky... The only way I can really say it is water, but it's definitely not water. Shadow hands start to reach up and grab on, and it's like they're trying to grab onto you and pull you down before you can make it to those steps. Ulrich and Drip, you are able to very quickly manage to avoid getting grabbed up by these hands and sprint to the steps and get out of this water. As you're getting to the stairs, you'll be able to look back and see that Marcus and Pendle were not so lucky, and these hands grab them and start to pull them down. You both will take 9 necrotic damage.
Ooh. Jesus. And we never healed from the last game, right?
We haven't healed from the beginning.
I am resistant. I'm resistant to necrotic damage.
That is good. And you know it's also very good. Very, very good. Is both of your strength scores are only going to go down by 1 as these things start to feel like they're... stealing your very strength from you.
Wow.
I have a -1 already.
Oh my god.
So it's not your modifier that goes down by 1. It is your score that goes down by 1.
Actual score.
Which so for Pendle, I think is going to be a big detriment. Because
I hope I get that back.
Yeah, I'm down
I
to
hope
8.
I get that back, Adam.
can I roll to snag them?
Yeah, I think I think that would be good. Athletics check to try to pull, but pick who you're going to pull up first.
Oh, can I do my thunder shout and try and scare these hands?
I think Marcus is more squishy.
I rolled a nat 1. Yeah.
Yeah. I was going to say, I think that was kind of like a surprise round. Yeah, you'll be able to grab on to Marcus and pull him free of the hands and pull him up onto the staircase and away from these hands grasping.
Do I get my strength back?
No, you do not get that strength back.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, this will be like a kind of like an initiative round. They got that sneak attack on you guys, and now we'll just kind of do a free-form initiative round. If Pendle or I think just Pendle or Drip, we'll say that Marcus was, you know, getting out of that water with Ulrich. So now it's Pendle or Drip if either of you want to do something before these hands...
I can try, buddy. 600 pounds.
No, 300, man.
You can do. You could also do like spells or attacks or anything you want to do.
How far away is Pendle away from me?
Probably just like 10 feet.
Oh, yeah. My leg isn't fucking 10 feet long.
Your leg?
I was just going to kind of like reach a limb out.
You know? For him to grab onto. Yeah.
So if I were to shoot a witch bolt, I know it's supposed to be 1... you know, towards a creature within range, but like if I shot it at the ground at his feet, could it technically arc out lightning to like all the different hands?
Yeah, you think that this is more than one creature, so you could probably just hit one of those creatures with.
I'll try to pull him out. Can I try to pull him out?
Yeah. Grab him. Grab him and pull. Now watch you get like a natural 20.
I got a 10.
I think we'd have to give Pendle something to help with that, too. I don't think a 10th's going to get it by itself, but maybe we'll do... I'm going to say between Pendle and Drip, we're going to need a 20. So, Pendle, you can roll a strength save.
Whoa.
25. So, you just... now, that might be... That actually might only be a 24. Who knows? With your negative strength.
Oh, God, oh, yeah. It is 24.
Drip is able to... Brave going back into those waters to grab you up, Pendle, and help you pull away from those grasping shadow hands as you make it to the staircase leading up to obscurity. And it seems like these shadow hands can't leave this pool of liquid.
I won't pee in it.
Is your dungeon master Adam DeWeese here. Thank you all so much for checking out this week's episode of Halfway to Heroes. I want to give a big thank you to all of our current patrons on the Majestic Goose Network. So thank you so much, Tiana H, Lawful Stupid Podcast, Aaron G, Bradley M, Christian S, Danny T, Hot Ketchup, Jeremy Fair, Ken H, Caster, Derpy Sick, Farty McFry, Jerundu, Mosey, Patrick C, Rachel aka Dragonbait, and Tanya S. Thank you all so much for helping keep all of the shows on the Majestic Goose Network growing. As the network grows, so do the costs. So this Patreon really helps keep some of the bills at bay for all the hosting and websites and domains and audio software for us. And we truly appreciate it. We also love to see new people. Even for just $1 a month, you can head over to patreon.com/majesticgoose. And support the show. And that $1 a month, not only does it go a long way towards the network, but it also lets us know that you're enjoying our content, which is amazing for content creators like us. Another huge way to support the show is spreading the word about us, just telling friends about us, posting anywhere you are able to make a social media post, either, you know, Twitter, Facebook, Instagram. If you see somebody on Reddit talking about D&D podcasts they're looking for, and all those are ways that you can really help the network without even spending a dollar. And the biggest news I need to talk about right now is that we are in the last 60 hours or so of our Kickstarter for GooseCon 2022. So if you want to come hang out in Cincinnati, Ohio this fall, hang out with not just the cast of Halfway to Heroes, but all the other shows on the Majestic Goose Network, and play tons of tabletop RPGs with everybody and all these new friends, as well as play board games from a massive open gaming board game library, watch live shows, listen to panels, we're trying to put on an amazing convention that we really do believe is going to be an absolutely amazing 3-day weekend for everybody. We need your help because we are at about 77% funded at the moment with about 60 or so hours to go as of this episode going up. If you can't make it out in person, you can still just pledge some support just to help the convention happen. You can also sponsor a table. You could sponsor the event. There's a lot of ways you can support the convention if you can't make it there in person. However, we would love if you can make it there. So if you can, make sure to grab a weekend badge and come hang out. Other than that, I'll let you guys get to these outtakes. Thank you all so much for hanging out. Thank you for taking time every day to listen to the show. Hope you guys are enjoying Campaign 2. I know I am. And I'll talk to you all later. Bye, everybody.
My only argument is Adam would be like, you know, if we're going to go in there and we're going to die, he's going to be like, you sure you guys want to do that?
I mean, if we all jumped in and all died, that'd be a really short, stupid campaign. So
I feel like we can't get killed. I don't think he planned for us to jump in. People
who had dreams or something.
You wake up and you have a chicken on your head.
Dude, it sounds so dirty. and it's nothing.
Oh man.
Get a mall dog. It sounds like the most like lazy and yeah, like the most lazy form of porn. Mall dog.
Mall dog.
I'm gonna lay down and mall dog it.
You just lay there. Very boring porn. I like how I told you guys before, I was like, this can be the fucking horror arc of the campaign.
Yeah, I told you. I told you. I said it.
No, we're talking about mall dogging it.
All right. Is mall dog a thing?
No, it's not. So. But we just made it a thing.
He did just make it a thing.
A Majestic Goose Podcast.
Honk.